What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
In this week's dilemma, it takes us into a public space that is the great equaliser, the humble office toilet. A long-term listener, Jen, has written in to say, "Help! I work in a friendly office but have taken issue with a couple of dilemmas related to our work toilet area. Recently wandered into a cubicle, only to find that someone hadn't completely flushed away their business. Do I flush away the mess to save another colleague from being grossed out too, or do I leave it as is and use another poop-free cubicle? Also," she goes on, "is there a polite way to approach a colleague who exits a cubicle and the toilet without washing their hands? Do these situations require putting up a sign, perhaps, or an all-staff email, or just sitting it out in silence? So many questions. You can always weigh in, 0418 226 576. Joining us to talk through this week's dilemma of toilet etiquette in the office, we're joined by etiquette coach and founder of the Good Manners Company, Anna Musson. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Good to have
Michael.
You with us.
And just so you know, I don't use the T word.
The toilet?
Yes.
What do you say?
I say ladies' room, gents, the bathroom, anything but that word.
Oh, sorry. But it's so Australian to say toilet. But all right, okay. I'll try not to say it from now on. We'll see
how we go.
Yes.
Many of your listeners are cringing when
you
use that
Well,
word.
You are, you know, in etiquette, I understand. And also with us is writer, author and small business owner, Guido Mello. Guido, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna come to you first. Assuming it's only adults in this office, what do you think is really going on with not flushing, and I have to use the word, the toilet properly? What's at stake here? Why is that happening?
You know, it's funny because in the bathroom, we like to assume the best and we judge a person when their bathroom is not perfect. You know, you go to someone's home, we expect the bowl to be pristine. And if it isn't, it's like a mark, a stain on this person. And the same in our workplaces, we really expect them to be pristine. And it's like we're disappointed in humanity when someone doesn't do something so easy and basic as flush. So I think the best way around it for our own sanity is to assume the best, that something has happened. They've, you know, maybe a feminine issue, or they've got a fright, or something has preoccupied them and they have rushed out.
And just forgotten. And
forgotten, yes.
So but if it's happening repeatedly, I'm getting the sense from Jen that it is. There's no way of saying that it's one individual, because we're not that forensic. But, you know, is there something that needs to happen at a wider level, I guess I'm asking. Guido, can I come to you on this? Because you run a small business. Do these issues ever come up in your line of work?
Yeah, so on our office, there's about five of us at any given time. And yeah, you can tell exactly who was the person that didn't flush.
Is that because everyone can see each other going into the restroom?
You can hear. So you can
hear.
You can guess who is coming, the door closing and the door opening. Wow. You can hear the door closing and the door opening.
So you got acoustic judgment going on here.
Yeah, so then we have to talk with people, but it's so awkward. So we usually send emails to everyone.
What, all five of you?
Yes.
Can't you just say to the five of you, the other four people, hey, let's do the right thing here, guys?
I find very confrontational, so I usually don't. And okay, I think...
So you've actually sent these emails out, have you?
I sent these emails before.
And what wording did you put into the email?
It's a shared bathroom. It would be interesting if everyone flushes and makes sure, you know, they wash their hands. You know, like we just put it like a generic sort of letter,
yeah,
as if it was the whole thing. But really, we're talking about the flushing.
Right. And so did anyone get back to you, or was it just total email silence?
Usually it's like, I got it, or email silence, or just, yep, got it.
I can see that working on a five-staff business level. Anna, can I come back to you on this? If it's happening in a much larger workspace, does an all-staff email sound effective?
Look, I'm not a big fan of the all-staff email, but I am a big fan of the passive-aggressive, sarcastic sign. I think the fastest way to communicate something that's delicate like this is to use humour. So I wonder, Guido, if you would have more impact if it was a sarcastic or funny in some way email that gets people laughing. We can at least have a little bit of conversation or some banter around, okay, this is awkward, let's make light of it. So, you know, you could use words like, just to let you all know that the bathroom fairy is currently on leave, or, you know, the maid is in Acapulco this week, so please flush yours after yourself. Or, you know, if you need to be more practical, you can use imagery. And but a sign is, I think, the least offensive and least aggressive way to get the message across. Well, laminated, of course.
Oh, laminated, yeah. For well, for cleaning it, so you can clean it off later. Yeah,
I'll use those. Thanks for the advice, Anna.
Well, can I say to both of you, both Anna and Guido, that Mary Louise on Facebook has provided a sign for us, because we've had this up on Facebook overnight, and the response has been enormous. Mary Louise actually has taken a photograph of the note that her 76-year-old mother left on the toilet for her three grandsons who use that toilet. And she says, feel free to print this out for your workplace as well. Anyone else listening, go to the RN Life Matters Facebook page and you can just print this out. And the 76-year-old mother of Mary Louise has said, new rule, please don't leave. And she's used three different words for, or four different words for waste. Crap, poo, etc., etc. Please don't leave crap, poo, etc., etc. Pet on the pedestal inside of the and inside the inside of the back scrub with brush and flush it down, or I'll get you. So I think she. So there's a direct threat of physical violence there. Not quite sure I'm reading that properly, but she's basically saying, you know, keep it like this, or I'm going to hunt you down.
Love it.
Do you love it? Yeah, great. All right. Well, that's great. So let's talk about the second part of toilet etiquette, and that is washing your hands after being to the toilet. Guido?
Yeah. So again, because it's such a small office space, we can actually see if people leave the toilet and with their hands sort of dry, because you can kind of frontally look at it. And
I'm terrified about going into your business. Terrifying.
What I did is I spread Dettol everywhere on the tables and enough. And then I see that people, you know, are using that way. So they're cleaning their hands after they leave in the toilet. So I made sure that there was no excuses for people to be with their hands dirty.
You got it all happening. You're a very efficient business owner.
It was super passive aggressive. It was the only way I could find it. But I don't know, Anna, what do you think? Do you think is that too much?
This is gross, because perception is everything. And we want to make sure a person looks like their hands are at least moist when they're coming out of the bathroom and having used a minimal amount of towels. But it's really delicate. And I think it's worse for people like you, Michael, because if a person is well known in an organization, then and let's say there's a queue for the facilities. Mm-hmm. You come out and let's say the bathroom, the cubicle was a mess and you think that's disgusting. I'm not touching it. I'm not picking up the paper off the floor or, you know, wiping the mark in the bowl or any of that. But then the next person thinks it's you.
So I know. I hate that.
Michael, he's disgusting.
I know that tainted legacy of when you've left the cubicle, even though it wasn't you.
You had to do it.
Yeah.
So we all have to be, unfortunately, particularly for you, Guido, in your workplace, the next person goes in and goes, wow, Guido is a slob. He's disgusting. Yeah. So it's even worse. So we've always got to think about, all right, do unto others as I would like to have done to me. I will leave this in a nice state. I will wash my hands and leave it in a nice state. And if someone is not going to wash their hands, that spreads through the workplace. People say, oh, Michael, nice guy. He's disgusting in the bathroom and he doesn't wash his hands.
And it spreads like wildfire.
It does. And people talk about it. So if a person says, well, I use the sanitizer at my desk, then bring the sanitizer into the bathroom. Go to great lengths to make sure. And even a sign on the door saying, did you wash your hands? Did you know that most people's mobile phones have excrement of some sort on them because they take them into the actual cubicle with them?
Yes, I did know that. Did you know that, Guido?
No, I did not.
Yeah, yeah. I already pity the other four staff in your office about what that means.
I'm a super fan of, you know, phone watching on the toilet for sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. Can I say on hand washing, Phil has entered into this with a story on Facebook. He says, as a nurse, hand washing is just a thing for him now after doing it for years, 80 times a day, you know, as a nurse. Then he says, I'm standing at the trough next to the manager of one of the sandwich shops at Erin Affair, no names. He finishes first and heads straight out the door. I followed him about 10 seconds later, but unlike him, I washed my hands. I see this manager walk to the food court shop. You ready, guys? You ready for this? Move straight behind the counter, serve someone and start taking their order and making it. And no, he didn't put gloves on to make the sandwich.
Don't.
I know. Yeah. I think signs up saying, "We guarantee all staff will wash their hands," might be reassuring from now on. Would we agree?
That would be nice.
So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to wear gloves to guard against those who are not worried about it?
I'm going to wear a mouth guard when I go to a sandwich shop. So when it comes to advice for Jen, Guido, what should Jen be thinking about here?
You know, it's a case-by-case basis. You know?
That's a very political answer, Guido. Yeah. I suggest she joins your business because there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
No, in my business, we see it all.
Yeah. Anna, what would you suggest?
Jen, I suggest you start with the passive-aggressive threats that say something like, if you don't wash your hands and you are caught, you will be named and shamed.
Okay.
That's not even passive aggressive.
No, that's just plain aggressive.
That's plain direct.
So put that fear in the person that they will be caught.
Anna Musson is an etiquette coach, founder of the Good Manners Company. Guido Mello is a writer and business owner of Brazilian fashion boutique Melco. Guido, it's been so good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to weigh in with a modern dilemma of your own, just send it to us at the Life Matters website, lifematters@abc.net.au.